Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We have liftoff. Hello.
I'm just going to share with everybody how lovely you've been with me this morning.
Oh, thanks very much.
I don't get overwhelmed very often, but I was a bit overwhelmed this morning with life, work.
Yeah. It's intense.
I think also, I mean, today I'm not doing anything. Mm. I'm overwhelmed at the prospect of the work that's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's interesting, that I'm not even in it.
I'll often do this thing where I basically don't look at my diary until...
The day or two days
yes. before, because it's anxiety inducing on quite an epic scale. When I look at June, for instance, it looks revolting. You know,
is that because you're launching straighteners?
We're launching straighteners in June. We launch into Harvey Nichols. We'll launch into two other retailers as well. And then
it's a lot,
it's just
right?
the sheer volume of support that
needs.
Mm. And then plus I obviously work with you. I've got two other jobs
and I'm
that I
busy,
do.
Which means you're busy.
There's a whole stuff, a bunch of Garnier things yeah. to do, and then OGX things to do. You know, you think, whoa, are you steady on? Let's not look at that at the moment.
But I just want to say thank you, because a hug did make it much better.
Yes, well, you know, I enjoy kind of close physical contact for some reason, something inherent within me that thinks, oh, is that a vulnerable middle-aged girl that I could take advantage of? This is great.
Oh, God, you do make me laugh. The reason why we're recording on a Tuesday today, actually this week's pretty exciting.
Can I just say?
Yes.
It's Monday.
Oh, the reason why we're recording on a Monday this week is because this week is amazing and tomorrow is your 50th birthday.
This is the final day of me in my mid-40s.
It's interesting. I feel like we've been celebrating your 50th for
two
months already.
Yeah.
Because I had a surprise party for you that... We stopped being a surprise, but I'd made it in April so that you wouldn't guess that it was for your birthday.
Yeah. You pretend it was somebody else's birthday.
Yes.
But I put a stop to that by saying, please don't surprise me with a party.
Yeah, so then I had to tell him.
Yeah, yeah, that
was
good. That's the thing to do.
I mean, we've discussed this before, but the WhatsApp group was really boring without you.
Yeah, exactly. I had to inject some kind of...
fun.
Yeah.
...into it. We were all... desperate for your like,
input.
Presence.
Yeah, yeah, good, you know, good. I'm glad. And that was a great party. I right enjoyed
it
that.
It was really nice.
But it's actually officially 50 tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So a lot of people say, you know, like, do you feel different? Are you struggling a bit? And
I asked you that last night, I think, didn't I?
Yeah, and I don't feel like I am, but I do feel under quite a lot of pressure. But I think that's just general work. I haven't really acknowledged the fact that I'm turning 50. I'm not really that bothered either.
Can I say something though?
Yeah.
You are in really good shape for a 50-year-old man.
Yes.
You look really good.
Good. Yeah, I feel physically pretty good. You know, I eat pretty well and I move around quite a lot.
And I think you're at the top of your game. Like, you couldn't be doing better at 50.
Yeah, it is quite a funny feeling, but I would say that I'm probably at my happiest, I think, maybe in my whole life, you know.
That's really lovely.
Yeah, no, it's quite nice to feel like that at 50. And I do appreciate there might be lots of people out there that don't feel like that. But it is possible, I think, to arrange your
a
life in a way that is really, really good and can be really good fun. And
when you say that, it makes me feel calm.
Oh, good.
I felt like I physically felt better about life when you said you were happy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But I think it's very interesting that. I think a lot of my anxieties are wrapped up in... are my kids happy? Is my mum happy? And all the rest of it. I've read this thing on Instagram, which we probably all read, where it says all your parents really want to know is that you're happy and healthy and enjoying yourself. So ring them up and tell them. So I did. I rang my mum and told her. And she was like, oh, I'm so pleased, you know, in her Scottish accent. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's what we want. And perhaps you some of your feelings are wrapped up in how I feel. Oh, so to always. Tell you that
I'm
happy
relieves you. But I'm sure some of mine are wrapped up in how you feel too.
Absolutely. So when you started crying this morning, I was like, for fuck's sake, this is going to bring me down a bit. So maybe I should I should take the time. Fucking right around my birthday as well. What the hell is she doing? Fucking hell.
Fuck. Help. Oh, God. Oh.
That was funny, wasn't it? I did a good job there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Right around my birthday. Oh, God.
But anyway, I guess the point is that I should tell you a bit more often when I'm having a feeling of happiness, because that might just set you free a little bit and you could do the same for me.
Yes. I mean, I feel like I do.
You do, yeah. You often say how happy you are.
I mean, I tell you almost daily, like, how happy I am.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's such a shock when I feel really unable to kind of cope. It's like, what's going on?
But it's hard not to have your own feelings embedded in the people you love, because that's what love is, really, isn't it?
That's wanting exactly the best for is, people. Yeah.
So you can't ever, I don't think you can ever get rid of this stuff, but it requires a bit of management, doesn't it? It's nice to talk to you all on the week of my birthday. We've got some good recommendations for you. The first one I'd like to recommend is a present that I was given yesterday that I opened early from our avid follower, my old friend, Graham Erin.
Oh.
He sent me a bar of chocolate.
And
he
said, so good.
Sent me a bar of chocolate and I thought, ooh, has it got like illegal substances embedded into it? He said no. So I thought, well. Anyway, I opened it and it was a bar of Toblerone, but not just any Toblerone.
No, it's the best Toblerone I've ever tasted in my life as well, I just want to say.
It's got a personalised message on it that says, happy birthday, mate, XX, which has got a limited edition. And then it says minted 2022, whatever that means. Minted means like made, presumably.
Yeah.
Like. But it's also got the MD London logo on it, which is great. But it is a Toblerone of golden caramel.
Shut up. It's basically a Caramac in a Toblerone.
It's a giant 360-gram Caramac with nougat. Is that what it's called? Nougat bits stuck into it?
It's the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
Fuck, it's good, isn't it?
It's so good. And what's quite funny, I take off a triangle, which is enormous, and then I cut little bits off it, and I go, well, I'm just going to eat this little bit, and then I eat the whole freaking triangle.
So yesterday I made a pudding, I made an ice cream cone with Mackie's dairy ice cream.
Wait.
By the way, yeah.
Also, you've got to talk about the wafer, that was a great thing.
Yeah, what, the cone?
That's got to be a recommendation.
Yes, it is a recommendation. So Askies, I think it's called Askies, which do the ice cream cones that you get from Sainsbury's. So it's normal standard ice cream cone, but they now do like a little ice cream wafer pot that you can stick a scoop of ice cream in. So it's not a pointy thing like a cone. It's like a little cup.
The pointy thing's annoying.
Yes.
The ice cream all melts down to the bottom.
And then dribbles out the bottom.
With this pot...
The pot's good.
It's great.
Yeah, so it's like a little cup is the best way to describe it.
A cup of ice cream.
So what I did, took that, put a couple of scoops of Mackie's ice cream in it, and then I chopped off a finger, it could only be described, of the mountain of a Toblerone.
Golden caramel.
Yes, so you snap off a triangle and then cut it into strips and then stuck a finger of that in like a 99, like a golden caramel Toblerone 99. With Mackie's and an Askies cone, and I had that for me pudding after a roast pork lunch yesterday.
Yeah, it was so good.
God, it's good. So first of all... Oh, go on.
Yeah, no, go on.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you, Graham Erin, for that.
Yes,
it's a really
so
nice gesture, and it's exactly the kind of present I want. I don't need stuff. I've got more stuff than I know what to do with. What I like is like a little thing like that. Like, take me out for dinner, buy me a nice bar of chocolate.
You love an experience as well, don't you?
I do love an experience, yeah, but I don't need stuff. But so it was perfect. Thanks, Graham. And if anybody wants to buy themselves a gift or a gift for anybody else, I'd highly recommend that, especially if they like Caramacs and chocolatey things and stuff like that.
I also think at some point, I know you're not going to do it today, but at some point you need to talk about the other gift that you got yesterday, which was the personalised box of...
I was going to mention that, actually.
Oh, you
were? Yeah, but we can do that later. That's all right.
Okay.
But I don't know where they got that from.
That is spectacular.
Mm. Did you make up a word there?
Yeah, I did.
Good. I liked it.
So, I would like to talk about... I've got so many things to talk about, I don't even know where to start. But I'm going to talk about something else that Graham Erin sent me.
Oh, yes, I was going to mention these. These are great.
So, Graham Erin...
He's been hard at work, yeah.
He's been hard at work. He's an avid listener to this pod.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an all-round, very nice person. We love Graham a lot. Mm-hmm. Old school friend of yours.
Yes.
And he found a product and he thought, I know who needs this, Davina. So he sent me, basically, a little handheld fan. Now, obviously, for anybody perimenopausal or menopausal, this struggle is real. The hot flushes... I really struggled with night sweats. I didn't really have hot flushes, but I do know from friends of mine that when a hot flush hits, you are on fire. Now, a fan, an old-fashioned fan, is big, and it's like saying, hello, look at me, I'm having a hot flush.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He sent me a little handheld, tiny, weeny fan that is extremely subtle. You could just literally grab it out of your handbag. It would fit in any handbag. It's battery operated and you could just kind of fan yourself for a moment. And nowadays in the office environment, I do go into most offices and they are aware and understanding of women and hot flushes.
Yeah.
It does help. And it does mean that you don't have to open a window mm-hmm. in an office on a Baltic day and mm-hmm. make everybody else freezing. You've got your own little air cooling system, air conditioning system that look after yourself. So there's a couple of things, but there's also a little accessory that is absolutely amazing. So the fans are 25 quid. They're tiny. They come in black. They come in white. And they also come in a really pretty rainbow colour. Not the actual fan itself, but the blades are rainbow, which means that when they turn, they're very pretty. And then also there's a wristlet, which you can buy for £12.99. And they come in various colours. They're really pretty. And it means that you can kind of, if you're walking around, say, because it's not just for, obviously, perimenopausal women. It could also be for anybody going to a festival this summer, anybody that's going to an outdoor concert or somewhere where they're going to be outside and they know they're going to get hot. If you've got this little wristlet, it means that you can put it on your wrist. In fact, we could get them when we go away.
Oh, definitely.
You can put them on your wrist and know that you're not going to lose it because it's so tiny that when you put down the fan, you're probably going to leave it somewhere. But they're called Aria, A-R-I-A. And the website is called arialife.co.uk. You can buy online. You can buy with Apple Pay. It's all super duper easy. And they are super efficient. And we'll get your fan out to you.
Do they just do fans?
Yeah.
How do they do it at the moment?
At the moment, yeah.
I have to say, because when we got them and turned them on, it was like, oh yeah, that's quite a nice little gentle breeze. And then I pressed the button to turn it off, but then it goes up a level.
Yes.
And then I thought, oh, it's got two settings. And then I pressed it again, and then it went up a level again. It's got three settings. And the third setting is like, wow, this is really bloody good. I was like... You're on a hot tube or a train or a plane or a bus or whatever it is. You just think, oh, I'm feeling a bit hot. And you just, I was like, bloody hell, this is really effective, really good.
I
was,
and I feel like it is the kind
of thing. Do you know what
it was? What?
Blown away. I was blown away by it.
It's the kind of thing that you should just have in your handbag at all times. Because it would be so absolutely useful. And there's quite a good example, because you're probably wondering, well, how big is it? There is a picture of it next to a champagne flute. You know, one of those kind of flatter champagne glasses, like a not a flute.
It's not a flute.
A champagne glass, which is squat, low.
There was a theory about these champagne glasses that were moulded on a very famous lady's boob.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is... You know, why they're that
shape. The shape. Now probably understand the shape that we're talking about. But it's about the height of that, so it would literally fit in even a very small bag. So I'm just highly recommending that. arialife.co.uk, 25 quid. But they are pretty robust. They'll last. You just mustn't lose it. And if you don't want to lose it, I would strongly advise you get one of the pretty little wristlets. But they'd make a great present. You know, massively practical. Yes.
Marie Antoinette's boob. And it says, no, the glass probably wasn't modelled on Marie Antoinette's assets, but that doesn't mean the story doesn't matter. So it's a classic bit of mythology there. But it's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got one of these mythology things, which is, you know, the chignon that you can wear at the back of your hair. So if you do a little low bun, there's a French word called chignon.
Yes.
And the myth is that... Mr. Chignon was the executioner, a French executioner, that chopped people's heads off.
Yes.
But when he did it to ladies, he tied their hair in a bun at the back. Yes. So when he chopped their heads off, it didn't get caught up in their hair. And
is that a myth?
I think that's one of those classic myths, but it's a good one, isn't it?
It's horrible. The idea of that is so horrible. It's quite dark, isn't
it? Yeah. Tie her hair up, put it in the old chignon. Boof.
And when we went to go and see, this is a bit of a recommendation. Mm. When we went to go and see the Tower of London once, I'm not sure if I've recommended this before.
Yeah, we'll have the Blue Badge people. Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a good
God.
Recommendation.
Honestly, when John took us round, I was like, he was going into great detail about beheadings. The kids' mouths were just on the floor like, oh, God, this is horrible.
The ones where they slightly miss.
Yes. And she apparently went, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then he went down again and cut her head off.
Yeah.
But she managed to say, oh, God, after the first chop.
So I did a thing this morning.
Yeah. Look after me.
Well, I mean, I did that. Yeah, that's easy, though. I did another thing this morning. It was on Instagram last night. I was having a quick look, as I do before I go to bed, just see if there's anything fun or interesting or anything that I could share with people. Anyway, I saw someone take two boiled eggs out of the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what did they do? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Because we've got an air fryer at work and we've got an air fryer here. And, you know, I love anything that simplifies your life, right?
We've highly recommended this brand previously.
Instant Pot. Yeah,
Instant
yeah.
Pot. You know, we bought one, like, and it is ridiculous.
And they very kindly gifted me one for the studio.
Yeah.
And then my dad and Sue had bought one. So me and my dad were discussing this yesterday. Anyway, I put two raw eggs in shells.
Room temperature.
Room temperature in the air fryer in two egg cup holders.
Oh, you put it in the egg cup holder.
Put it in the egg cup holder.
Oh, right.
Stood upright.
Yeah.
In the air fryer.
Yeah.
195. 7.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Two perfect boiled eggs.
No, like...
with toast soldiers, dippy
wow,
dippies.
Wow, dippy dippies.
Oh, my God.
Really? Perfect?
I would say you could probably do them for an extra 30 seconds. It did say 8 minutes on the thing, but I hate them overdone boiled eggs. So I slightly played it under. One of them was ever so slightly runnier than I would have liked it. You know, like the white hadn't quite solidified.
Right.
But having said, I'm being a bit picky there. And I would have thought everyone's air fryer is slightly different, every egg's slightly different. So
yeah.
I would have thought somewhere between 7.5 and 8 minutes at 200 degrees, 195, 200 degrees, do a bit of experimenting. But I got two pretty much perfect donkey eggs out of it this morning. So if you've got an air fryer and you love eggs, give that a whirl. Because there's a bit of faff with the water in the pan and then boiling the water and then putting the egg in, taking it out for 3 minutes, you know. And
if they're in the pot, you don't have to clean or anything afterwards.
All I would say is you need oven gloves, obviously, to pick them up afterwards.
Oh,
like,
yes.
You've got to take them out, put them on a plate, knock the top off, dip in the sourdough. Oosh.
Oosh.
But it was very nice. So that's a little recommendation for if you've got an air fryer, try the boiled egg technique. I'm not sure you call it boiled, could you call it baked? But in its shell.
I'm going to talk about Tessa Clempson yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying Clempson, but it hasn't got a P in it. It's Tessa Clempson yoga. So I've been filming a documentary about contraceptives, which has been absolutely gripping and really interesting. I made it because my daughters, after I'd done all the menopause work, were like, you should do something about the pill. And it's so weird because when I decide to do something, often what happens then is just 1,000 messages confirming that I should do that thing come my way. So, you know, it seemed that everybody started talking about the pill, and if there were so many scientific advances in so many other things, why have there been none with contraceptives? And if it's something that so many women have to take. And then I kept hearing from people that they couldn't get their contraceptives, or they couldn't get coils fitted, or they couldn't get access to. And I thought, God, in this day and age, like, what is going on when women can't get access to contraceptives? This is absolute lunacy. Anyway, in this journey on this documentary, I met an absolute gem of a woman in Lancashire. So she is called Tessa Clempson. She's got a yoga class. She's sort of in the centre of Clitheroe, Blackburn and Accrington.
Aye.
That's where her studio is, in that golden triangle.
Yeah.
The Bermuda Triangle. I wanted to recommend her because I really like trying to talk about things that aren't just London or South-centric. And this girl is a brilliant yoga teacher, and she's a positive, you know how keen I am on positive birth and trying to get the message out there about positive birth. Yeah. She is a great kind of advocate for positive birthing. She's just written a really good book called Yogi Baby, and she's got several, I think, copies of that book in her yoga studio available to buy now. I think she's going to be doing a much bigger print later, but I have seen this book. It is, if you're having a baby and you are interested in having a positive experience, and that doesn't necessarily mean natural, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean at the expense of having an epidural.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
If you want to get yourself into the mental state of trying to enjoy your birth.
Yeah.
I enjoyed all of my births. That's not to say it wasn't painful or difficult or scary at times, but I enjoyed it. And I'm pretty sure before hypnobirthing, I was hypnobirthing. I just, tried to get into it. Anyway, she's got an extremely, really good kind of cover. She covers everything in her website. It's called TessaClemsonYoga.com. And she has just opened. She's got a very good eye, and she is incredibly also entrepreneurial. She's got a young child. She's got one on the way. And while all of that's going on, she's also opened up a brand new yoga studio where she lives. It is, I think it's on Mill Street, 3-15 Mill Street, Great Harwood, Blackburn.
Just love Lancashire, basically, anything
Lancashirean. Anything Lancashirean. Yeah. She's got some really good testimonials from people, which I think is also really important to have a look at. She's got a very good Instagram account called Tessa Clemson Yoga. Just to tell you how good she is, she's already got 3,000 followers.
Oh, great.
On her Insta. Mm-hmm. She's big. She's very into helping in the community, helping bring mums together. Mm. She does lots of workshops and events. Mm. She's got mummy and baby yoga. She's got pregnancy yoga. She's got lovely teachers. And she is just an all-round, really wonderful woman. She just promotes wellness for women, and I absolutely adore her.
Oh, great.
So definitely get onto her, go to classes if you can. She does positive birthing classes. She's got a thing about her birth story. Mm-hmm. So follow her. She is lovely.
Very good. We've got three very good friends of ours, couples, that are all having babies this year. And at 50, I never thought I'd have friends that were having so many kidlets.
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it? But one thing that seems unanimous is they're slightly anxious and frightened of the whole experience.
Yes.
And that there's not very many positive flag flyers out there either.
It's very much like getting a coil fitted. Mm. If you have a good experience having a coil fitted, you don't go online and tell everybody about it. It's really interesting.
Oh,
and if you have a fantastic birth, I definitely felt embarrassed and almost ashamed of having a good birth, because I felt that people slightly hated me for it. I think it's less that way now. Yeah. But the reason why I had a good birth was because I heard somebody else say to me
that they'd had a good
birth. A lovely lady, you met her, Annabelle, at the Marie Claire thing.
Oh, yeah.
Annabelle Kindersley. Mm. It was because of her, and she's the lady that does Save the Bees.
Mm. Okay.
And she said to me, I had a wonderful birth, and I said, you've got to be kidding me. How did you do that?
Mm.
And she shared her experience, and I then went and followed her path instead of going down the path I was going down.
Yeah.
And had a great experience too. And I thought, oh, this is why we should be sharing stuff like this, because if you don't share it...
I totally agree. And I think men are also slightly trapped in this idea that their life is over and it's slightly ruined as a result of having a kid.
Mm.
I try extremely hard when anybody who's having a baby to tell them how fucking brilliant the whole thing is and how short it is as well.
Mm.
You know, I always say you're alive for about 88 years, it turns out, with that 4,000 weeks poster that we bought. Mm. You know, that gives you 88 years of life. You only really raise kids, you know, like in the eye of the storm for about 15 years, which is a tiny, tiny bit of your life, you know. And then you kind of get your life back, and it's all the more fun as a result of having, you know, the experience of raising kids. So, like, if you're pregnant or you're having a baby or you know people having a baby, just, like, shower them with love and positivity, because it's a fucking joy. It's a total fucking miracle, isn't it, you know?
But I guess I always heard you, you know, over the past 25 years talking about the joy of being a father.
Mm.
And it's such a lovely thing to hear from a man.
Mm.
Like,
oh, that's the greatest thing
your
ever
absolute
did,
sort of love of being a parent. Mm. I love being a parent and I love my kids.
Mm.
But I know that some, you know, it's not
like, for everybody. Yeah.
Like, you know, don't want to. And that's fair too.
And there's obviously a lot of people who can't as well, you know. So I think about that a lot, you know. Anyway, she sounds great.
Yeah, she's a really nice person. Yeah.
So we watched a movie last night. We watched a little indie movie that was on at the cinema quite recently. And then we watched it again, or I watched it again last night with you. It's called Peckham Rye.
Mm. And, no, it's not.
What?
I don't think it's called Peckham Rye.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, go on then.
Yeah. We're talking about the same film.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought it was called Rye Lane or...
Oh, do you know what? I think you might be right. Yeah. Crikey.
It's called Rye Lane.
It's called Rye Lane. I've got up too early. I lived in Peckham.
Mm.
And I think that's why I've got that in my brain at the moment. 7.3 on IMDb. 1 hour 22. Pew! It's the magical number, almost. So it's from a debut director, a writer, and a couple of actors that I've never seen before. They've obviously been in a few bits and pieces, but I think it's their first big movie. And there is a sense when you watch the first kind of 15, 20 minutes of it, is that you can feel that a little bit. What I would love to say to people is just please let that wash over you slightly, you know, and just slowly get into the story. You know, some bits of it are better than others, but on the whole, the whole thing is bloody brilliant and an absolute joy to watch. It's really good fun. There's lots of nice little humoury bits in it, and there's all this good feel-good stuff about, you know, about falling in love and relationships and how things start, but also how things end. You know, both people, both characters are just in breakups and they've just met each other. And they go on this funny little journey through South London that takes them across Peckham and Brixton and into all sorts of trouble and scrapes and stuff like that. It's really nice, isn't it?
I mean, I definitely want to give a shout out to the actors.
Mm-hmm.
So there's David Johnson and Vivian Opara, who are the two leads,
mm-hmm.
but also to the director, who I think it's like one of her
first.
You know, she's actually done a couple of films before. She's called Rain Alan Miller. But the whole vibe of the film had a touch of the kind of Love Actually's.
Yes, it really did, didn't it?
The narrative through it was very funny in parts.
Mm-hmm.
A fantastic cameo. I'm not going to say who it's by, but it's someone incredibly famous in the film.
Mm-hmm.
It did go into major cinemas. I did see it, but I'm not sure how many people have seen it. So if you see it, what did we watch it on?
Disney Plus, it's on.
So it's, if you see it out
really
there,
good distribution, yeah.
I would go and see it if you haven't already.
Yeah.
It is one of those British gems that I think we'll be seeing more of the actors. I think we'll be seeing more of the director. And you will definitely want to have seen this.
Mm. It was a very nice style. There were a lot of these very wide-angle lenses, almost slightly fisheye shots done, that I always really love. That's got a real kind of retro-type feel to the whole thing, you know, where the picture bends ever so slightly. I really love it. I thought it was great. And for 1 hour 22, for a 7.2 or 7.3 on IMDb, it's like, if you don't watch that, then you're mad.
I really like that quote where he said, because even though it was low res, I knew that dick.
Yeah, it was very, very good.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
On the subject of consuming bits of modern art, I've been listening to this record on and off for a while, which is the Florence and the Machine called Dance Fever. And as everybody knows, I recommended Free a while back, which is track two on the record, and the pop video. Pop video, is that even a phrase these days? The music video, which had Bill Nighy in it. It was about her own kind of conscience. Or Bill Nighy plays her self-esteem, essentially, you know, and it's, I guess, a slight struggle with her own mind, but how the dancing sets her free. I just love the song. It really kind of brought a tear to my eye. But we were listening to it the other night, really, just either led in bed or led on the sofa, and then this other song came on of hers, which is the song directly after that I've never really kind of got on with, but all of a sudden it just went,
we understood, clink, it, right?
And I was like, Jesus Christ, it's called,
I think what it is with Florence Turamania. Often is that I felt like this is Florence's coloratura.
Yes, it's a beast of a song, isn't it?
Yeah. And I also feel like it's one of those songs that unless you are sitting, because this was the first time we had sat and only listened.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's often music is in the background.
Yeah.
And Free is an easy one to just play in the background and you can come along and skip along to it. But this song requires
listening to. Yeah, I'll put on the first bit because it's...
And I'm freaking out in the middle of the street.
Oh my God, I love it.
With a complete conviction of someone who's never had anything actually really bad happen to them. But I am committed now to the feeling. I don't know how it started.
God.
I don't know how to stop it.
It's just like, oh, all of a sudden we looked at each other and went, what the fuck is this? I was like, I've been listening to this radio, I've never heard this before. Like, and then, poosh, you know, and I just loved it. Anyway, I've started to listen to the whole album again.
And the whole album's amazing.
Yeah,
I've got to say, I've never properly got into Florence. You've got me in. I love our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a relationship,
friendship.
But I love our friendship because we share music.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like I introduce you to a lot of dance music that you would never normally, you would never normally listen to.
Yes.
And you introduced me to a lot of music that I love that I would never have accessed. Florence is one of them. Like I loved Florence's dance music when I heard it on the radio, but I wouldn't really download it and listen to it. And now I'm obsessed with Florence and Florence and the Machine. And I also feel like we should be friends. You know, when you start loving somebody so much that you think,
we'll be mates.
I feel like I want to call her up and go, by the way,
we're
friends. The other one is The Last Shadow Puppets.
Oh, God, I know.
That last album.
Something else, isn't it?
And can you, if The Last Shadow Puppets... ever hear this, please, can you just hurry up
with the third
with
album
with your third album.
They'd always said they'd make three and there'd be an 8-year gap. There's an 8-year gap now, but the Arctic Monkeys are on tour, so I don't think anything could happen at the moment. Miles Kane was said the other day that it'll happen at some point, the third album.
And also I just want to say that if you haven't listened to The Last Shadow Puppets, you've got to do that immediately. There's only two albums, and
The second album
is the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
It's very sexy, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
The Arctic Monkeys and Florence and the Machine are at a festival in this summer in Portugal, I think about the 3rd or 4th of June. But have you got the chance to go to that? Those are the two best bands I think you could ever see on the same stage on the same day or something like that. It would just be knockout.
Actually, do you know what? We were doing some research on that and they are both playing in Portugal at the same time but not at the same festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done extensive. You'd be there.
Oh, okay.
If they were.
They're not, but they're on at the same time at two separate festivals. Bastards. They've got to get together, these two.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, that was magic. If you're looking for something to listen to. And I could say the other thing is just go onto the Apple iTunes Florence and the Machine Essentials playlist. Apple put together.
Yes, that's good, isn't it?
The whole playlist is just great. And there's some new songs, some old songs, some dancey songs and all that stuff. I do want to point out that you have introduced me to some great dance music. I wouldn't listen to dance music unless I'm dancing.
Yes.
But if I am dancing, I want to listen to whatever it is that you play, you know.
Yes.
Because that she's got a playlist called 2023
Bangers 2023.
And yeah. I always go, oh, should we put bangers on, you know, while we're doing the housework or whatever.
If you want to hear what's on bangers, most of my reels have got tracks from
They have, haven't they? There's a song called, is it called Six in the Morning?
Yeah.
Or is it called We Ain't Leaving?
I think it's called We Ain't Leaving. Let me just check.
Oh, God, it's so good. I played it to my kids. They both rolled about laughing. It's like a funny, it's slightly passive-aggressive song where, you know, like, people are ready for you to leave the party, but you go like, nah, we're not leaving. Not yet. Not until six in the morning, you know. And, oh, it really, really makes me laugh. I think it's called We Ain't Leaving.
I think it might be called 6 a.m.
All right, yeah. It's got a bit of PTSD, right? Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm going to flange it.
Oh, nice, yeah. That'll be great in people's ears. Oh, that's so good.
That guy's voice, by the way, if anybody doesn't know him and you like dance music, he's called Channel Tress. Channel, C-H-A-N-N-E-L, and then Tress, T-R-E-S. And his voice is like caramel. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I'd played it to Sonny, and Sonny has now started listening to other songs with him in it.
Yeah.
And he sent me a couple
They're
of tracks.
They're so good.
Because like, he's tricky for me to connect with music, Sonny. Me and Joel are, like, obviously on the same page. Sonny's on a completely different page.
Sonny's
really.
Half on my page, half on your page.
Yes.
That's what I like. Sonny sends me tracks too, which I really like listening to.
Obviously, go on. No, I was going to say, near me, obviously, I'm in central London in Soho, and they've got a lot of those Kingdom of Sweets shops.
Oh, yeah.
Which are obviously kind of cover-ups for money laundering operations, as far as I can tell. How you have an enormous shop on Oxford Street with, you know, 3,000 square foot full of sweets and nobody in it, and it makes makes money is just a mystery to
weird.
Me.
Weird.
But anyway, I went in there because I like Jolly Ranchers, as you know, and they sell Jolly Ranchers in those shops at an extortionate price. But they now do just a bag of red Jolly Ranchers.
Which is your colour.
So all the reds, it's just called all the reds Jolly Ranchers. So it's watermelon, cherry, grape, strawberry.
Oh my God.
All the reds. So I bought three bags of them. I've distributed them at all the places that I frequent. So whenever I'm
Amazing.
There, I think, oh, I need a palate cleanser.
I thought I'd suddenly seen a lot of red Jolly Ranchers everywhere.
So you can get that
if
you're
interested. I wonder what was going
on there. Yeah.
I would like to talk about solar lights. Have I talked about solar lights?
No, I don't think you have. I mean, we talked about them in relation to my mum probably a couple of years ago because she's a big fan.
So when we went to visit your mum the last time and she showed me her garden at dusk.
Yeah.
And the whole thing lit up.
Yeah.
And I said, how do you wire that? She went, no wires at all. It's all solar powered. So I got completely... kind of inspired by this and went online and bought some lanterns, and I specifically was looking for lanterns that looked like candles burning inside the lanterns. Now, we've had candle lanterns, real ones, in the past. They are an absolute pain in the arse. You've got to get the blooming candles, or even if you've got the fake candles, you have to keep replacing the batteries. And in the summer, the fake candles melt and then they just melt down and then the batteries are everywhere. It's just it's a mess. It's a faff. You've got to turn on the candles,
yes,
you know,
there's
at
a lot
night.
Of faff, yeah.
So I bought 10 lanterns and they've got an orange kind of flicker as if inside there is a candle burning. I leave them outside and in the morning they start charging all day, and the minute dusk hits, they start glowing like looking like burning candles. I will send you a video of it to put on Making the Cut.
Yeah.
And they are so pretty. So
yeah,
when you
really
look
good.
Out at the garden at night, it's not as offensive as a light.
Yeah, it's not as harsh.
If you
it? Yeah.
light your whole garden, I find it offensive.
Yeah.
It's good for the environment because you're not using electricity. Mm-hmm. They recharge themselves every day.
Mm-hmm.
They are easy to use. You don't have to think about them. They're very little work.
They're on a timer as
and,
well. They just do their own thing.
I mean, I'm not going to recommend a specific company, I don't think. Well, actually, maybe I will because there is a company called thesolarcentre.co.uk. And the solar centre has got literally everything. They've got solar brick lights, decking lights, fairy lights, bollards, camping lights, fence lights, festoon lights, flood lights, path lights, garden lanterns, garden lights, light sets, post lights, security lights, shed lights, and they're all solar. I cannot tell you how brilliant it looks. They've got fairy lights for trees. They've got things that you stick into the ground. They've got post lights that are kind of posts. They've got wall lights for your house. It's a brilliant. They've got decking lights. It's so clever.
Yeah.
It is so, so clever. So, highly recommended for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
All that sunshine. But I've got to say, it was very nice in winter as well, because I put them up in winter.
Yeah, yeah.
And even in those dark, short, short days, they got enough to light, you know, from 3 till 8 or 9.
They basically seem to stay on for about 6 or 7 hours and then turn themselves off once it starts to go light, and then it starts to absorb the sun. So you don't. There's no maintenance or anything, is there? It's really good. Just final one before we do a few shout-outs. We slightly celebrated my birthday yesterday with my dad and my stepmum and one of my brothers, and they brought a couple of things over for me. I mean, I'm always slightly anxious about recommending this or mentioning it on this podcast, because my stepmom is already moving around. Where's my little figure of me? Is it downstairs?
Yeah. Do you want me to go get it?
Well, yeah, go on, if you don't mind. I'll talk about the grill father first. Now, I don't know where they got this from, but I'm an avid barbecue guy. I love spit roasting chickens and lambs. I like doing steaks and burgers and all sorts of things. Bit of fish, salmon, all that. I'm barbecue mad. I just cook outside all the time if I could. But it's very difficult to find like good barbecue implements and instruments and stuff like that. If you go to a barbecue shop, they just make these enormous kind of tongs and skillety, you know, fish slicey things and all sorts of stuff. They're just too big, you know, like nobody's that big. And I realise they want to keep you far away from the barbecue, so they make them very long, but they're really impractical. So I'm always looking for good barbecue accoutrements, if that's a word. And anyway, they got me something yesterday. And it's called the Grill Father. And it's in the font. It's in the font of the Godfather.
There you go.
So you'll know the typography of the Godfather. And then it's got my name on it. And when you open it, I'm going to stick this on the Instagrams. If you open it, everything is personalised with my name on it. So I've got the flipper thing for flipping burgers or cutting up steaks. I've got some tongs, got a giant fork, a knife and a brush for kind of painting meat with oil and stuff like that. And it all comes in a nice little presentation case. So I absolutely bloody loved this when I opened it. I was like, yay! So I just assumed somebody else would as well. So if you're looking for a gift, you know, for somebody for a summer birthday or a party or something like that, I don't know where they got it from. So you're probably going to have to Google it, but it's a personalised barbecue.
We can find out.
What would you call that?
Barbecue set.
Yeah, yeah. It's a personalised barbecue set, and it's timber and metal, and it comes in its own little presentation case. But it was the kind of gift. It's the kind of, what would you buy for the man who's got everything? You get him this.
Yeah. It's. I mean,
it's great.
It's the fact that you loved Robert Evans.
The offer. Yeah.
And the offer. And that it's also in the style of that.
Yes.
And just how cool that is.
Yeah.
And that you are the barbecue man. It's so good.
I love the barbecue, yeah. And then the other thing, my stepmother is called Sue, and she has an Instagram account, which I'm going to put you on to now, and it's called Sue Needle Felted Friends. So it's Sue, or in fact it's Sus, as in Sue's, S-U-S underscore Needle Felted Friends, and she makes personalised kneaded felted portraits and characters. The perfect gift for a birthday, Christmas or someone special. It says, please message me for inquiries. What I would say is, you know, she is really busy.
Yeah.
And I've never wanted to mention this too much because I don't want her to be even more busy than she already is.
Yeah.
But she does lots of craft fairs, and there's things that she's made that you can go onto her Instagram page and have a look at. But essentially, you know, she will take commissions from people. So if you've got a dog, I mean, Ronnie, I had one of these made of Ronnie when he passed away. So if you've got a dog that you miss or one that you want to celebrate, one that you like a little model of, She does it with this needle-felted thing. But she made one of me for my 50th birthday.
And it is quite extraordinary how like you it is and how funny.
Absolutely hilarious. So it's me in one of my favourite outfits, black jeans, turned up with my monkey boots and a denim jacket.
She's even put the yellow laces in the monkey boots.
And she's got me holding one of my MD London Blow hair dryers.
And it's your favourite colour.
It's so good, this.
And there's a 3 metre cable.
So we'll post this on the Instagrams when this drops.
I've taken a picture of it.
Maybe go and follow sus_needlefeltedfriends just for a little look. It's a joyous thing. There's a fantastic picture of a donkey on a beach there. I think that's a donkey. Sat down on some sand. It's absolutely brilliant. And then there's all sorts of birds and dogs. And there's a look at that pig. Look at that little pig. I mean, I've known Sue. She's been my stepmom really since I've been about 9 years old. And she's always been a very creative
Such a creative person yeah.
So she's always been making little bits of art throughout my entire life. And I've always thought they were brilliant. But this is next level stuff. So I'll post a picture of me as a 50-year-old felted model. But I just wanted to publicly say thanks.
I've just sent this to Making the Cut.
Oh, have you sent it?
not to the actual page.
No.
But...
Oh, okay, yes. So there's a lot.
That we actually took a picture yesterday of Michael holding the felt thing in the outfit.
I'll also post it on my page as well for all of that. But she's quite a talent, and they're brilliant, brilliant little gifts. I think you might need to give her quite a lot of notice because she's pretty snored under. Okay, should we do shout outs?
Yes.
Let's have a little look what we've got in here. Now, the first shout out I've stumbled across here is about Clive Owen. So I really want to read these out because it's quite interesting. Because we'd said, that's for The Showman. That's something else. So it says here, Diane Barrett says, look at the near future. Start looking into what the something have done.
What's that?
I think that's a quote from Children of Men. Because it's got little speech marks on it there and there.
Why don't you click on the thing above?
Yeah, because that was a post there. If you're interested to know more, there's lots of behind-the-scenes documentaries about the making of it on YouTube. Check out this one. And then there's the Clive Owen thing. So we've been basically saying, where is Clive Owen? And somebody says here, Diane Barrett says he was in a mini-series called Lisa's Story in 2021. He lives in America now and is still available for work. So if we want him, we can book him.
I'd quite like to watch Lisa's Story.
Yeah, great.
Because I'm going to write that down now, because I can't get over how good he was in that, and I feel like we need to watch him in something else. Lisa's Story, Clive Owen. I've written it down.
Okay. Jane Sevenoaks. Hello, you gorgeous pair. So lovely to have you back. I just wanted to recommend a Netflix series that my hubby and I binge-watched whilst on a flight to the Costa del Sol. Ooh, I'd love to go on a flight to the Costa del Sol. We have downloaded it, hoping to watch maybe one or two episodes, but it was so cool we watched three. Then to brighten up the return flight, we watched the last three. It's called Unseen, and I think, Michael, you will love it. Davina may need to watch some bits from behind a cushion. So it's recommended Netflix. What's it called?
Unseen.
Okay. What's it got on the old IMDb's? 5.9, which is quite low, but I think with TV shows, it's a slightly different game. Oh, great. I'm looking forward to that then, Jane Sevenoaks. We will give that a whirl. Thank you very much indeed. This one's from Wifey. Not too recently, but did you see him play Bill Clinton in Crime Story? Amazing. The Monica Lewinsky story. Well worth a binge watch.
American Crime Story. I haven't seen that either. Right, writing that down. Well, let's go on a Clive Owen binge.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
American Crime Story, was it?
Yeah.
American, great.
Gemma Price, the 28th of April. I slightly lost track of where we are time-wise.
May, but the 9th.
Yeah, so 28th of April is not that long ago, is it? So Gemma Price says here, so lovely to have an episode to listen to again. I missed you. Today you spoke about children saying things funny. My daughter used to ask if we could have some cock...
My daughter said that as well. Cock porn. instead of popcorn. That's so funny.
Oh my God. Cockboy. I've never heard that before.
Popcorn to watch the film. Tilly used to say that.
Oh my God.
I forgot that.
Once I picked my jaw up off the floor and finished.
Oh, that's so funny. Setting myself,
I felt I should have had to correct her. Thanks again.
Thank you. That is so funny.
Felt I should say popcorn just in case. Yeah, thanks, Gemma. I really was struggling a bit there. Gemma Price, that was bloody brilliant. This is from Jolene Saunders. Jolene, that's a nice name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so nice.
There's that Ray LaMontagne song called Jolene, isn't it?
And that's, obviously, I really like that. Dolly.
Oh, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Yeah.
Hiya, just to say, Ed Sheeran documentary on Disney is absolutely brilliant, 100% worth a watch, whether you're into the musical or not. Thank you, Jolene Saunders. I did
you
see a clip
of this. You love a musical.
Love it.
Doc. Also, he's just won.
His court case.
Yeah, I was so happy for him.
I'd have been brokenhearted if he lost that case. Anyone in their right mind could see it wasn't been stolen from there. Yes, I really want to watch this. I saw a little clip with him and his wife in the back of a rickshaw thing travelling through India or something like that. And I just thought oh, yeah, this looks great. I started to watch the Liam Gallagher one.
I started writing down all the things that we should watch.
Thank you. I started watching the Liam Gallagher one last night on... I think it was on Netflix or something like that.
It really changed my opinion of Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, did it? Yeah, yes. Yeah. So again, I'm not a big fan of Liam's music particularly. I liked Oasis back in the day and everything. But I love a music documentary and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I got about halfway through it last night.
He came across very well.
Yes, I mean, he's kind of grown up now, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I just love that slightly don't really care attitude because I think we arguably care too much. And there's a place somewhere in the middle where you can feel a bit freer if you could just let go of some of the things. Mm. He's let go of a lot of things or he's never even had hold of some of the things. So there's something really liberating about the way he sees the world and himself in it that he just lets go. And I think, this is quite nice seeing somebody feel so free in themselves, you know. The Ed Sheeran thing sounds great. Thanks, Jolene. I think you should read one out. I've left you a big one here. So here we go.
Hi both, just listened to this week's podcast and that recommendation of those guys trekking across America. Off the back of that, I wanted to recommend my friend's Hells on Wheels. She's on Insta and does regular weekly 10-minute updates on YouTube. I met her at uni. She bought a round-the-world ticket, ended up in Australia and got her citizenship, etc., but wanted to do something else. To cut a long story short, she's cycling solo round various parts of the world. She's currently in Palestine and has ended up there after travelling through Jordan, Iraq, Saudi, Qatar, etc. She travels solo, only has enough stuff to fill four panniers on her bike.
Wow.
And she relies on roadside camping and the kindness of strangers. Wow. Chester would love this.
Yeah.
She films everything and puts it on YouTube. It's fascinating from a travel and culture perspective. I'm dying to convince my daughter to be less cynical.
Yeah.
And people like Helen and the guys in the US help to restore faith in strangers. This is so true that Helen and those guys do make you think there is kindness in the world.
Mm.
And we only see the bad.
Yeah.
There is so much good in the world. And I feel like I experience and see that every day, but I don't post about it enough.
Yeah.
We should all just start posting about wonderful small acts of kindness that we experience, but this sounds next level. So what's Helen's name?
Does it say?
Hells on Wheels.
And just on that subject, I do have somebody I know. I don't know him super well, but it's a hairdresser kind of friend of mine called A.D. Phelan. And he is currently cycling from New York to Los Angeles to raise money for cancer awareness. You can go and follow him. He's called AD_Phelan_5 on the Instagrams. 58,000 followers. And he's kind of celebrity hairdresser. He was on TV shows like The Secret Millionaire and things like that. He was once very successful.
Did he have an accident?
He did. He came off his bike while riding on this journey. So he cut his head open quite badly in his arm and his leg. But he's basically cycling, I think it's about 3,000-odd miles between New York and LA for over 66 days to raise money. So he's got a Just Giving page on AD_Phelan_5 if anyone wants to donate some money there. And his little journey is on his Instagram page. And Yes, I think I'm sure he's got another Instagram page as well that goes with it. But it's quite interesting, you know. He puts updates every day of his journey. I've donated a bit of money to the whole cause. But if you're interested in following that, then go and give him a look. But listen to this, Aidy, done so far.
Yes,
because
well done, Aidy.
Every single day you are cycling a bloody long way by the looks of things. And I always think, Jesus Christ, like one big bike ride a year is enough for me.
Hells on Wheels is a thing. Hells.onwheels. Mm-hmm. And she's got 12.1 thousand followers. She's a full-time global hobo since 2017. And she's in Israel now. She's travelling on $100 a week. She's done 73,000 kilometres on a motorbike.
Okay.
On a bicycle, sorry. And these are some of her pictures. So she's in the West Bank. She's here in Bethlehem. Then she's Passover, Jerusalem.
Oh, Jerusalem, yeah, wow. Jordan. Is that Pretoria, whatever it's called, is that?
Petra.
Petra.
Wadi Rum in Jordan.
Indiana Jones written all over it, that.
Hasn't it? Oh. These pictures are extraordinary. She looks amazing.
Hells on Wheels.
Okay, I've followed her. She looks absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
And then the other one is Aidy's Park Life is the other one. He's got an Instagram account, which is probably the official one because it's the one where he seems to be donating the money. He's got 55,000 followers. 3,400 miles New York to LA on behalf of mental health awareness, and he's shooting a documentary that will hopefully get commissioned. Good luck, Aidy. Good luck, Hells on Wheels. Good luck, everybody. Happy birthday to
good
me.
Good luck, everybody.
I hope you're all having a fantastic week. It's the beginning of the summer, isn't it? Summer's nearly here.
Summer's nearly
here.
And we'll see you next week.
We absolutely will. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.